Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Welcome live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness. Brought to you by Lower Extremity Review and MVP Parent Magazines, Global Schoolwear, School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, and Right Fit Sports and Wellness. And I'm excited to announce that I am available with the legendary public relations Bruce Merrin and his Celebrity Speakers Bureau. They're celebrating their 46th year. His clients are a who's who of speakers from every aspect of our society, from past presidents and celebrities to experts and educators. Sports stars are no exception, with his initial clients being Muhammad Ali and Jackie Robinson. Sports Doctors In Topics, catering to your group's needs and wants, will include my array of all things sports medicine, fitness and wellness, Q&A sessions, virtual, initially, Bruce Merrin, celebritiespeakers.com, 702-367-0331. We've got a great doubleheader for youth sports today. Greg Bach, he's the Senior Director of Communications and Content at the National Alliance of Youth Sports. They're celebrating their 40th year. He's the author of probably 8-10 books, the latest being The Secrets of Successful Coaching. He returns along with Rich Dubin. He's the publisher of Lower Extremity Review. They're celebrating their 11th year. It's an anniversary show. And the MVP Parent Quarterly Magazine. Then the Sports Doctor's in. Greg Bach, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for having me back.
Great to have you back. Give us some background on the National Alliance of Youth Sports and your involvement with them, and all the great things you guys do.
Well, as you just mentioned, we're celebrating our 40th year. So the organization began in 1981 when Fred Eng, founder, had 7 kids, and he wasn't happy with what he was seeing across the youth sports landscape. So we started with the coach training program just to help the moms and dads who volunteer to coach youth sports have a better handle on all the different aspects of coaching kids and doing it the right way so kids have a positive experience. And so it's evolved from there. So now we train youth sports administrators, have programs for parents and officials. So any aspect of youth sports, we've got it covered.
You know, you also deal with the United States Armed Forces around the world, around the country, rather, with your different programs, park districts. I think like 3,000 communities nationwide that you guys are involved with. Is that true, Greg?
That's correct. Over 2,500 communities around the country, and then every U.S. military base worldwide that runs youth sports programs utilizes our programs to help their volunteers have a positive impact on all the kids that go through youth sports on their bases.
You know, huge, huge challenge for the kids to have a positive outcome, positive experience. As you know, I've been screaming about this for maybe almost as long as I think so for the same 40 years anniversary on the radio, talking about the challenges of youth sports safety, from parents' types of behavior to overzealous coaches. The reason I co-authored the book, Greg, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, was the epidemic, in capital letters, of youth sports overuse injuries, both physically and mentally. This is not news to a lot of us. So organizations like yours, way back when, I could imagine what you guys faced when it came again to the education of parents and coaches for good experiences of that these kids, and I would imagine the age groups are probably, 2-3 years old and up?
No, exactly. And like as you mentioned, as you know better than anyone, the overuse injury epidemic, and it just seems to be getting worse these days with parents just want to, you know, shovel their kids into one sport year-round when every athlete and expert that I've spoken to over the past 10, 15 years says obviously you've got to have kids play a diverse amount of sports to use different muscles, learn different skills. And as you know, that's so vital for kids to keep being engaged in the sports they love.
It's an amazing challenge. I do have a chapter in the book, though, called The Prodigy Sports. You know, I've been dealing with figure skaters for all of these decades. And think of gymnasts, even tennis and soccer players, where one of the biggest challenges is these kids are already at young adolescents. This is what they want to do. They don't want to play other sports. So we have to pay attention to that, too. When the arguments are over and we see that this young girl, she wants to figure skate. She wants to skate 5-6 days a week. Although absolutely the main recommendation from all the therapists and doctors and coaches, experts like yourself, we want these kids to experience a lot of different sports and develop their bodies so that we don't run into these constant motion-related problems because the kid's swinging the same tennis racket 1,000 times a week and wondering why his shoulders hurt and these kinds of challenges. That go on. And the attention, you're not so much involved. Are you involved with the school systems at all? Greg, I think you're the park districts and all the other types of organizations, right?
Exactly. We're with the Parks and Recreation Department and the local community-run youth sports programs.
Millions of kids. And again, these challenges, you can't go a season without reading about, hearing about overzealous parents. And these kinds of pressures that these kids experience, let alone what the past year and a half has been about with the COVID epidemic and the mental health being front and center in so many different areas. Everybody listening to the Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go to radio shows, you go back years. You can hear Greg a couple of times, associates. And you could, topics, people from all over the world, as well as locally, nationally, and so many different topics in fitness and sports medicine and wellness. If you go over newspaper articles and magazines, you'll see a lot of excitement with the new MVP Parent Magazine. So many different articles, so many different topics. Still one of my hottest topics is my article on women in high heels accepting the challenge. We get a lot of feedback, a lot of good information on Twitter and LinkedIn. Probably have 50,000 followers. At Sports Doc, DOC Radio, we're talking with Greg Bach, who is the Senior Director of Communications and Content, the National Alliance of Youth Sports. Greg, how long have you been with them?
27 years. I came down from Michigan in 1993.
Were you an athlete yourself, Greg?
Well, I tried to be, but that's why I think I went to the writing realm so I could write about the great athletes since I wasn't quite at that level.
How about sports parent? Do you fit into that category?
I used to, but not anymore. So 19-year-old, so he's out of that realm as well.
Well, guess what? When I do the redo of the book, because we got a lot of hoopla, it's got great cartoons in it, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. It's going to be hashtag Hey Sports Parents and Grandparents because we see so much interest. The first cartoon in the book, Greg, has got this all of these stick figures and this hollering and whatever going on at the stadium. And somebody asked this guy, God, these parents are something. He says, what parents? They're all grandparents. So we have definitely, you know, younger and younger all the time. The education of coaches and parents in being prepared for injuries, being prepared for problems, trying to put together programs that really, really make sense. Have you found we've come a long way, Greg? It seems like we have, but in a lot of ways, the stuff is the same.
Yeah, I think, we have made some progress, but as you know, like heat-related illnesses are another huge topic. It's one we're going to be addressing next month at our Youth Sports Congress. We've got Marty McNair, who tragically lost his son at the University of Maryland to a heat-related illness during an off-season activity. So that's one of those topics that volunteer coaches, they've got so many responsibilities on their plate that they may overlook, but obviously the health and safety of the kids has got to be number one whenever you run a practice.
Yeah, you have to have the protocols. People need to know what to do in the event of trouble. It's amazing that we still have heat. It's a feature article in MVP Parent magazine. People go to MVPparent.com. You'll get the new issue, my feature article on orthotics, et cetera. But again, the fact that we still see heat-related deaths, it just drives me nuts in this area of tremendous awareness, like the tremendous awareness in the world of concussions. What are some of the other topics, Greg, that the conference is going to cover?
Well, we're going to talk with about some safety practices for youth sports with Dr. Huggins from the Corey Stringer Institute. We've got a champion inclusivity, so making sure that all kids, regardless of their physical or mental abilities, are given opportunities to participate in sports and reap all those positive benefits we know about. And then obviously, you know, a dark topic, preventing abuse in sports. Unfortunately, we're still seeing horrific examples of coaches abusing young players and getting into infiltrating programs and getting away with these horrific acts. So we've got Andy Driska from Michigan State who's going to address that topic. So we've got a lot of,
You've got the school. You've got the school with the gymnastic doctor, Michigan State. Good luck to you with that topic. Another hot topic in my book is youth sports and drugs. Over-the-counter painkillers, because these kids are playing too much, doing too much over-scheduling. So what's the best website, Greg? People could find out all the programs at your alliance.
Go to naze.org/SKLive. naze.org/SKLive. That's where we're pretty much up. I'm putting up a new content almost daily. And we've got a piece on opiate misuse from just a couple of days ago that you just touched on.
Yes, the fact. When is, and that people could find out about the conference information also at that site?
Yes, naze.org. They'll see all the information for our Youth Sports Congress. We're in San Antonio next month, and we also have a virtual conference in November for those who aren't able to travel.
Absolutely. You might look at me for that one. Yeah. Kate Nemeterhali, who has been, I can never pronounce her last name. How do you pronounce her last name?
You just said it better than I did, so I'll leave it there.
All right, yes. And she is, what's her, your head of education? What does she do with you?
Yeah, she runs all of our education programs for all the communities around the country.
Yeah, she's also been a terrific guest in talking about all the different parts of the world of youth sports. You know, it's an amazing story, Greg. The you've heard his name. The Joel Franco, the filmmaker in Chesapeake, who's been working on a documentary called Where Our Children Play, The Challenge of Youth Sports. He's been working on it for a good few years. I've been involved with him since the beginning. Things got in the way, man, for this thing. But hopefully this winter comes out. My point is the fact that when we first talked about it, probably 3-4 years ago, one of his subtitles was the $15 billion a year business of youth sports. And 2 years later, when I was doing another article with him, he said, wait a second, I think it's $17 billion a year, the sport. Now when we have him on the show, he says, you know, it's $20 billion a year. Point being, youth sports are a big, big business. And this is one of the biggest challenges we face with these programs of so much overkill in so many different areas. So education of parents and the coaches is such a big deal in that regard. And again, you know, I think we've come a long way. I think that the organizations like yourself, my friends at iSport 360, are friends from England working with parents in sports. Good luck on that one. You know, all of these things involving some of these different challenges as we're dealing with a lot of these different areas. And the park districts, I mean, how many kids are involved in your world that you influence? Would you guesstimate?
Man, that's always a tough number. I mean, you could throw out 30 million, 40 million. It's tough to say. I mean, there's so many kids playing so many different sports that number just seems to keep climbing, which is great. We want kids involved. We want kids active.
Yes, you know, another example of some of the challenges and hassles, like when I have the team doctors of the Yankees, Dr. Chris Ahmad, talking about them doing Tommy John surgery on adolescents and teenagers, same with Dr. Brian Cole, the Bulls and the White Sox, and seeing the kind of we just watch the Olympics. When you're watching a 15, 16, 17-year-old at the Olympics, They've been doing it since they're seven or six. And the not everybody's going to be a champion. So that's a great topic you're including in your conference, Greg, where there's participation and tremendous value the idea of the fitness side and the importance of fitness compared to competitive sports, another area, I guess, that you're going to be paying attention to.
Well, that's exactly right. And it's just interesting. This tying into everything that you've just mentioned is like when I spoke with the ESPN broadcaster Kirk Herbstreit for a piece a couple of weeks ago, as a father of four, he dealt with what all parents deal with is you get over-involved and you want to push your kids and you want to bombard them with questions post-game. And he learned that he could see the look on his kids' faces and he realized that he had to pull back. And now he's speaking out to let other parents know not to make the same mistakes that he did.
Yes, but the late, great Jim Vickery, sports psychologist, shared my radio show in the 90s, had some great bullet points for parents. Number one, don't be a critic. He made such a big point about that. You know, LeBron James had a funny story. He was in the stands with his mother rooting for his son, and she had to say, would you calm down already? And he realized, what it was like sometimes with overzealousness. You know, there's a lot of positive stuff. Parents do such a great job. There's a lot of great things happening. But at the same time, the more serious the sport, the more we start running into financial challenges, traveling challenges with these club sports. And the idea, like you said, again, pushing specialization very early when it might not even be their interest in that regard. So, wow, 27 years with them. What are some of the secrets of successful coaching? Give me three or four bullets of your book.
Well, one that I love is with Karch Karai, the head coach of the U.S. women's volleyball team, that every practice they set aside a little segment called school time, where the whole session is devoted to making mistakes. You want to encourage mistakes. You want to
another one quickly, Greg.
John Harbaugh, Baltimore Ravens coach, says, send every kid home with a cool story that he can tell at the dinner table with his mom and dad. So whatever you're sending home from practice, make sure it's something positive.
Greg, give me the website real quick again.
NAES.org/SK Live.
Great. Greg Bach, Director of Communications. Time flew by. I knew it would. National Alliance of Youth Sports. Greg, hold on. Everybody will be right back. Sports Doc. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctors In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parent's perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, Hey Sports Parents. You live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet.
Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody, welcome back. Live from Chicago, it is the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, wellness. I want to welcome back Rich Dubin, the publisher of Lower Extremity Review magazine. They're celebrating their 11th anniversary. I said today was a youth sports and anniversary show. And MVP Parent Magazine, the new exciting quarterly that they're he's publishing. And so, Rich, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you so much, Bob. It's great to be here.
Give us some background on the MVP Parent Magazine and the excitement floating around what's going on with the you and the magazine.
Okay. Well, you know, having been in the medical publishing space, evidence-based medicine side of things for so long, looking at what was currently being offered in the youth market directed at parents, there wasn't a lot there. There was a lot of blogging, and there was just a lot of information that is misguided, shall we say. So we took our, you know, our experience and created MVP Parent, keeping your athlete in the game, geared towards the parents of youth athletes of all levels, competitive as well as recreation.
Yes. New issue just out, and it's MVPparent.com, right, Rich?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes. MVPparent.com.
Famous legend Jim Brown, his family on the cover of this issue. That is so exciting. The great Jim Brown. I'm excited again with our Sports Doctors In article on orthotics. Rich, of course, you're celebrating your 11th year. You know, you mentioned right at the beginning
actually,
of our little
12th
year. Holy cow.
12th year, yeah.
Yes. Congratulations. Your long experience in podiatry, your long experience in the lower extremity. We talk so much on the Sports Doctor about the role of the foot and that whole mechanical chain of events. But at the beginning, you said evidence-based.
Right.
And this is the attitude you're bringing to MV Parents. There's a lot of stuff out there. There's a lot of, again, like you said, but things that make sense, things that are evidence-based in all areas, whether it's nutrition, whether it's physical training, whether it's the mental game, as I call it, on the Sports Doctor, the challenges that we've all been going through with COVID. You talk about that in your publisher's page. So much going on, so much overkill in the world of youth sports. We were discussing that with our first guest, Greg Bach, with the National Alliance of Youth Sports, that there definitely is an area for that. And, of course, with Lower Extremity Review, where you're really involving a lot of the different professions in the whole world of the lower extremity you cater to, don't you?
Yes, exactly. We had podiatrists, orthopedic surgeons, physical therapists, athletic trainers, podorthists, orthotists, prosthetists, you know, any clinician that is involved with the lower extremity should be getting LER magazine, either in print. We, you know, print 29,000 copies on a monthly basis, or online where we receive about 179,000 unique visitors a month, or via socials where we have over 28,000 followers on social. So there's a ton of ways to get the information. And much of the information can be consumed by consumers as well. So consumers are more educated today. They're looking for information on plantar fasciitis. They're looking for information on osteoarthritis. They're looking for information on diabetes, neuropathy, all the wound care, all the type of topics that we cover in LER. In MVP, obviously, it's more geared towards sports. So that's a personal passion of mine. I have four children, all of which are athletic. I have one daughter playing basketball at Ithaca College this year as a sophomore. She unfortunately had to sit out last year due to COVID. And I have another daughter that just picked, she's a basketball player as well. She's a freshman in high school, and she just picked up volleyball in the off season. So I've been a sports parent for a very long time.
The combination, just what your daughter needed, another sport with nothing but jumping to add to the basketball.
For sure.
You know, exactly.
Yep.
And this is, again, with you, you know, you're like the title of my book, Hey Sports Parents. When we're dealing with these kinds of issues, including the COVID issue, the mental strain of sitting out a year, you know, it's amazing. The biggest topic of the Olympics, of course, was mental, with Simone Biles, with that whole scenario that brought tremendous. She could have won 40 gold medals. She wouldn't won the attention accolades that she did by really being able to talk about her own struggles, let alone the nightmare with what was going on with the gymnastics team and the doctors and these kinds of crazy overzealous coaches and sometimes
and
crazy
parents.
Overzealous parents. I tell parents all the time, Rich, if your son or daughter, and this is one of the chapters in my book, is called Youth Sports and Drugs, I mean over-the-counter pain pills, mm-hmm. If your son or daughter needs over-the-counter pain medicine to participate, you're over the line. You got to back off. You got to find out what's going on. I can't tell you how many times we'll see a young athlete, and she's taking two Advil once, twice a day because her ankles are hurting, or her mm-hmm. heels are hurting, or her back's hurting. Now, of course, lower extremity view, you know how I made famous the song, the foot bones connected to the ankle bones, connected to the knee bone. And then my chiropractic friends would say, no, it's the back bone connected to the hip bone. And we would meet in the middle, so to speak. Mm-hmm. You know, but even the idea that foot mechanics have such an effect on the rest of the body, many times, you know, is your friend or your son or daughter or is your grandparent in the right shoe for their walking or whatever they happen to be doing. So the lower extremity ends up being a major, major topic, like you said. And I have to correct my notes here that it's the 12th anniversary. Didn't I write the article for you guys for the 11th anniversary? It might be
The 12th. That was the 12th.
Yeah, exactly. So you have been involved in those areas all of these years, and now again as a sports dad. And so are your kids excited about MVP parents?
Oh, very much so. I mean, they're very supportive. They love the content. One of my colleagues is a Division I referee and does a lot of work with prep schools. And we're going to have a distribution of the magazine in his upcoming event. Workout event where he gets about 30-40 prep schools to watch the kids play basketball this weekend. My friend Jason Bradwell, and he also works with us on MVP Parent. He actually facilitated a get together with MVP and ESPN. All the ESPN parents were on a Zoom call And I was able to bring in Linda Sterling, our sports psychologist, to discuss some different topics that affect parents and their youth athlete, especially now, as you had mentioned earlier, around COVID and getting back into sports and expectations and pressure and all that comes along with playing sports in general, and then compound it with being out for a year. What do you expect is going to happen, both from a youth standpoint as well as a parent standpoint? So we were able to have that dialogue, which was really exciting. That'll soon be available on the site as well for any of the listeners or to come on and check it out. It was a great dialogue. It was about an hour long.
Yes, I call it the mental game, Rich, on the Sports Doctor. The mental game, whether you are the best athlete, whether you're the parents of a very serious athlete, whether you're mm-hmm. the coach of a young athlete, whether you're trying to stick to your exercise program, whether mm-hmm. you're trying to stick to your diet program. It all includes dramatically mental, and it's interesting because for the years ago, the idea, my late friend, again, Dr. Jim Vickery, who was a sports psychologist, but he couldn't use the word psychology back in the 80s and 90s because they thought psychology meant something was wrong with you. So he was a performance enhancement consultant. But he would tell parents, number one, sports dad, Rich, don't be a critic. If you don't have something good to say, don't say it. And he'd say, yep. number two, be a good listener. Listen yep. to what your kids' feedback to get an idea. Sometimes we'll see that parents aren't aware. Kids hiding the symptoms of a concussion because they don't want to be put on the bench. They don't want to not be put back in the game. So all of these kinds of topics are very, very important. And that's quite an audience. You don't get much better an audience than the ESPN crowd.
Wow, that was exciting. Yeah.
What's the website? Now, we know it's MVPparent.com. What's LER's website?
LERmagazine.com. LERmagazine.com for lower extremity review.
I tell my professional friends again, where I've had sit-arounds on the radio where we would mm-hmm. have an orthopedic surgeon, we would have a physical therapist, we'd have a chiropractor, I'd represent sports podiatry, we would have a massage therapist. Who did I leave out? We had a couple of gurus, and we would be talking about all sorts of different topics. Even on the topic of things like leg length, when we were talking about everybody's different opinion on all of these kinds of factors. So I recommend all the time to my colleagues, as well, again, if you're the parent of an athlete or you're dealing with your parents or yourself with all sorts of arthritic problems, other types of concerns, and LER is a great reference point to include. So is LER.com?
LERmagazine.com.
LERmagazine.com. We've got to keep
LERmagazine.com. You know, one of you raised an interesting point a few minutes ago about, either parenting a really high-level athlete. But what about the side of being the child of a high-level athlete? You know, being the child of a parent like Jim Brown, who arguably was the best football player and lacrosse player of all time. What type of conversations take place in that household, or in the issue prior to this one where we had Marcus Spears, who played in the NFL, and his wife Aisha Spears, who played in the WNBA, their parent, their children, what's that dialogue?
How about the Manning parent? I want to talk more about that whole family thing. I'll give you a little story about LeBron James when he was sitting in the stands rooting for his son, and his mother said, "Would you calm down already?" But, when you talk about the Mannings, we're talking with Rich Dubin, publisher of MVP Parent Magazine, Lower Extremity Review. It's the Sports Doctor. We'll be right back. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Everybody, we are back live from Chicago. We're talking with Rich Dubin, a frequent guest of ours. He's the publisher of Lower Extremity Review. They're celebrating their 12th anniversary, and the new and exciting MDP Parents Quarterly magazines. We were just talking about Jim Brown on the cover of the magazine, this latest issue, and the fact of the parents or being the son or daughter of a famous parent and those kinds of pressures. I wanted to mention quickly, Rich, in the other segment that I was watching, again, LeBron James was talking about an experience of his son, I think an aspiring basketball player, you can imagine, like when you were Michael Jordan's son, what the expectations are for the Peyton Mannings. And he was rooting, and grandma was there, and she said, you know, LeBron, and he said, holy cow, I didn't realize it. I was a little loud. So what was some of the wisdom that Jim Brown shared in the issue?
You know, interestingly enough, they're about taking a hands-off approach. You know, not being so involved, allowing your son or daughter to find their own level, right? How to raise your athlete without anxiety, right? And just allow them to be the best athlete that they can be, and just support them and encourage them and communicate. Communication is key at all levels. You a couple of minutes ago mentioned in the last segment on concussion and how kids don't want to speak up. It's okay. Allow the communication to take place. Don't run from it. Don't hide from it. It's okay. And, so a lot of that is, you know, a lot of it's, you know, instinct and just in terms of, you know, a lot of what we learn is what we were taught, right? So we have to somehow parenting, sometimes we have to relearn things that we were taught that didn't really work.
Yeah, like Greg was talking in the first segment with the National Alliance of Youth Sports, you know, the idea that after all, these kids are supposed to be having fun. Everybody,
yeah.
Remember?
That's right.
They're supposed to be having fun. They're supposed to be learning life skills, teammates, all of these kinds of things that go into these kinds of experiences. And there's a lot of great experiences. And I think we've made a tremendous headway. But at the same time, we have so much pressure. You know, my colleague, Joel Franco, who's developing the documentary, you've spoken with him, the Where Our Children Play, the Challenges of Youth Sports. And I hope this winter or spring we'll see it. And when I first started talking with him probably 3-4 years ago at the beginning, he'd say, you know, it's a $15 billion a year business, youth sports. And 2 years later, mm-hmm. we're still working on it. He said, it's a $17 billion. Now he says it's $20 billion. Right. So it is a huge business. And the pressures that come with it are one of the biggest problems. Overuse, too much, repetitive mode, too much jumping, too much throwing, and running into children are not little adults. They are a different mechanical mechanism. So we've got to understand, and a lot of times the better the kid is, the more the pressure is. So that's great feedback from the great, you know, growing up in New York, I remember Jim Brown, as great a football player as he was an even better lacrosse. He's still a legend.
Yeah. He changed the rules. They had to change the rules of lacrosse because of it. You know, they literally had to change the rules of lacrosse. You know, you mentioned something about, you know, injury prevention and improving training. You know, we had a really cool, there's a really cool new product that we ended up featuring in this current issue called Orthelligen. It's a wearable sensor that helps prevent injuries and improve training. It's really, really cool product, and I think will be used by a lot of
Tune them in to me. Tune them in to me, Rich. Yeah. Yes, that's one of the sports, safety, and psychology, where we're talking about our friends at Athletes Intelligence. For years, they were a supporter of my show with the developing technology in a helmet, for instance, against a sideline awareness in the world of concussions and all of this tremendous new technology that involved analysis and prevention of injury. So, yes, that's a terrific area that's growing all the time. And, again, we go back to what you mentioned initially. When you're featuring something, you're talking about some evidence-based, something that works that people can believe and count on. Guess what, right?
That's right. And they can trust us because we have that at the forefront, the thing that we place at the most important side of what we do is that it is evidence-based, credible, and referenced. That's what's mission critical for us. There's another great piece in this current issue talking about balance and proprioception.
Bingo.
I mean, you know, there's things that, you know, we can do simply standing on one foot or, you know, standing on one foot with your eyes closed. You know,
that was
our analysis. We're going to be developing the MVP Parent 2-Minute Club where, you know, you're going to be able to, you know, win prizes as you can stand on one foot with your eyes closed for up to 2 minutes. I'll bet you if we did that right now, it probably wouldn't last 15 seconds.
Yeah. I'll put my 50s. Yeah. One of the first tests that the famous sports trainer of champions, Bob Guida, one of my mentors, would do, whoever the athlete was, not only would they balance on one foot, they'd go into a partial squat. We'd be looking at that whole foot-related stability. Where's that knee position? All of that stuff, Rich, I characterize in my topic, instability training. It's one of the two exercise systems that I recommend in my book for child athletes. I don't care what their age, talent, or level is, which is
absolutely
number one, strengthen your feet and ankles routinely.
That's right.
Rubber bands is a good way. And work balance, work stability. And it's interesting. In all areas of sports, whether you're coming down from a jump or you're changing direction, balance and stability, and the ability to analyze these things. Some of my friends, like a Tracer Systems, as well as Athlete Intelligence, where they're doing hand-eye coordination. But again, we get back in this wild world of misinformation. We get back to the importance of evidence-based information that people can trust and count on. And I just can't overemphasize how much I agree with you on how important that is.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't think that parents or youth coaches, which are typically parents, volunteers, have any idea about that. I don't think, you know, there's six simple tests, right, that you can do to help your youth athlete, you know, perform at a higher level or even make sure they're even ready, right?
Yes.
Hopefully you're
following them all, Rich, as a sports dad. Rich, give me the websites quickly of both magazines.
So Lower Extremity Review is lermagazine.com, lermagazine.com, and MVP Parent is mvpparent.com, mvpparent.com.
Rich Dubin, my colleague in the world of youth sports. Thank you so much. Rich, hold on. We'll be right back with the Sports Doctors Is In. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness is a unique physical fitness experience whose breakthrough formula is built for all ages and abilities. Young or old, high-level athletes have special needs or seeking post-rehab and recovery therapy, Right Fit has a 15-year track record of measurable results. Right Fit has two Illinois locations, LaGrange and Willowbrook. No membership fees. Pay as you go. Go to right-fit.com, Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness, right-fit.com. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide. School pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Everybody, we are back live from Chicago. It is the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. It is the Sports Doctor is in segment where we preview some upcoming shows. We answer a few emails. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go over to radio shows, you can go back years. Who were the guests? What were the topics? You could listen to whatever you'd like. There, all those podcasts are available. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you read a whole array of a couple of years of what we wrote for a couple of different newspapers, great articles, lots of different topics in the world of sports performance, in the world of health and prevention, nutrition, et cetera. And again, we have a lot of information on LinkedIn as well as Twitter. We have almost 50,000 followers. I can't tell you how many guests I get from Twitter and LinkedIn. So at Sports Doc, DOC Radio, you want to catch us. Again, shout out to my friends with UK Health Radio that features our show the following week across the pond. We've got some great shows coming up. Dimitri is the CEO of Synergist. They are an event planning and strategy group in the worlds of entertainment and business, health, wellness, technology. And then Trish Crutchen. Trish is going to talk about parenting some physically disabled children and those challenges, working with her son and his artificial leg from a very, very young age. Matthew is such a champion, so we're interested to talk with her. Following week, Dr. Rachel Wellner, she's the author of a children's book, Help These Kids Eating Better. Dr. Marcia and the Case of the Missing Hot Dogs and Marshmallows, great title. Then Dan Johnson. Dan is the fitness director at my home club here, Edwards Elmhurst Health and Fitness Club, and he'll be joining us talking about some of the challenges in the fitness injury and industry and the gym industry and the great programs for health and wellness at Edwards. Time for a few emails. Ann said, I'm 45 years old. I do have bunions. How successful is surgery? Ann, bunion surgery is very, very successful. There's lots of sophisticated procedures depending on what the condition is. There's also conservative measures. We've had great success with orthotics over the years, especially in adolescence, where we see maybe that the bunion doesn't hurt. We want to slow down the progression because it is a progressive deformity. But when we see there's pain, when we see there's the inability to wear shoes, you're in that age group, then yes, very successful. Just make sure you have somebody certified foot ankle surgeon. And you're talking bunions, you're by far most better off with podiatry. Tom says, I'm a jogger. I'm 55 years old. I get calf cramps on and off. I've had it for years. Is this a biomechanical problem? I've got high arch feet. You know, Tom, it very well could be. As a general rule, the high arch foot is not the world's best shock absorber. So sometimes we will see concerns and discomforts from low back to hips and knees to calf, Achilles. Maybe tightness of muscles. So what you want to do is you want to be able to see a good physical therapist to be able to evaluate, again, your body type and what exercises might be helpful. You want to see podiatry. Are you in the best shoe? We've had great success with orthotics with high arch feet. It's not necessarily that they're overpronated. Many times that they're oversupinated or they're not flexible enough to absorb impact. So you can absolutely take advantage of the biomechanical examination with podiatry, seeing whether or not there's a mechanical answer. And those are the two things I'd look at big time, physical therapy and the and podiatry. Rich says my son's an 18-year-old hockey player. He plays already on some traveling teams. I'd like you to give us some feedback on your perception with orthotics and performance. You know, Rich, it's been one of the most exciting things that I've been involved with for, gosh, four decades. People who follow me know one of my major poster boys, Evan Lysacek, who was the 2010 Men's Olympic gold medal figure skating champion. He was 10 years old when I put orthotics in his skates. I'm still putting orthotics in 10-year-old skates. It's one of my really specialties. I include a lot of hockey in that area. The ability to enhance edging, the ability to improve and enhance balance. We've seen consistent help when done properly. The proper type of an orthotic from a cast impression in the skate is something that we've had great success with. Your son will be a step or two quicker. He'll have sharper edging. He also, it's one of the best things you could do, Rich, to prevent problems. When an orthotic is putting the lower extremity in its best alignment, the foot-ankle alignment, the ankle-knee alignment, especially with bending over in hockey, it can make a tremendous difference in relieving symptoms. Half the kids we would see in hockey over the years, I was seeing them because their knees hurt. These young, younger kids, again, because of pronated feet. So see a good sports podiatrist and get some feedback, because I am a very big advocate of orthotics when done properly. I've never had a coach call me in the world of skating, whether it was speed skating, mostly figure skating and hockey. I never had a coach call me and say, you know, Doc, I think you messed him up. You slowed her down. Her balance is off. Virtually never. I have had those tons of coaches call and say, wow, I can't believe how much better balanced her landings are. Gee, she's jumping higher. Wow, her edges are sharper. So this is what's exciting when we add orthotics to the mix. You know, we're still all excited about third anniversary of the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, with my great author, Hall of Fame volleyballer, Sharky Zartman. As important now as ever, with the advice on coaching and all ideas of coaching for parents that she talks about, some of the physical things we discuss in the Sports Doctors In segment, the eight different experts in areas of nutrition, physical training, mental training, coaching, parenting, and parents' perspectives, where we have a half a dozen parents whose children have been very active athletes talking about their experiences and making suggestions on what really, really works well. And again, this is right up the alley of the show we had today. I want to thank Greg Bach, the communications director with the National Alliance of Youth Sports, celebrating their 40th anniversary, as well as Rich Dugan, the publisher of MVP Parent Magazine. And again, the whole emphasis on the safety of youth sports, the enhancing the experience, the fun that kids have, tempering down this overzealousness in parents' behavior, in coaches' behavior, and the ability of parents becoming better listeners, maybe not being as critical, analyzing every performance. And again, the fact that youth sports are a big, big business, traveling teams, club teams, and the fact that there is a epidemic, in capital letters, of youth sports overuse, injuries both physically and mentally. So on Amazon, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. Thanks, everybody, for listening in. Again, thanks. Shout out to the guests. Everybody, stay safe. Get vaccinated. See you next week. It's the Sports Doctor.